are two views of a peripheral nerve. The one on the right-hand side here is a cross-section of the nerve. So if the nerve was running out of the screen or into the screen, you'd cut through it and you're looking down the end of it. So this is a cross-section of the entire nerve, neurovascular bundle. This other section here is a longitudinal section along the nerve. So the fibers will be running along the nerve in this direction. So this is a longitudinal and a cross section. So there are two different views of a peripheral nerve, and now we'll be able to look in detail at both. So let's start with the cross section because this gives us a better idea of the overall architecture of a peripheral nerve. So the first thing to notice is that the whole neurovascular bundle here around the outside, it's torn away from here, is surrounded by a connective tissue layer on the outside, and this is described as the epineurium. So the epineurium is the connective tissue that surrounds the whole bundle. Then around each one of the separate fascicles of the nerves within here, so there's a layer there, another layer around here, and another layer here. This is a second layer of connective tissue known as the perineuria. So this separates the fascicles from each other. Now to see the third layer of connective tissue, we need to zoom all the way into a single fascicle. And if you look around a single axon, so here's a single axon here, and there's a pink layer of material surrounding it, and each one of these has a layer of pink material surrounding it. This is the innermost layer of connective tissue, and this is known as the endoneurium. So three connective tissue layers. We see a similar three-layer connective tissue on skeletal muscle, epimyosin, perimyosin, endomyosin, and of course it's connective tissue, so it must be made up of what sort of material? Collagen, yes, so that's the staining that we're seeing here. So that's the connective tissue associated with the nerve and the overall structure. Each one of these represents a fascicle, so we've got separate fascicles in this entire bundle. In addition to the nerve, outside the perineurium, we see this pale staining region just here. So this whole pale staining region represents what? Yeah, so this is adipose tissue. It's got what Patrick likes to call a chicken wire appearance. And you can see where the nuclei are and the membranes and all the adipose is being depleted during the histological processing. So we always see adipose around nerves. It acts like a cushion and protects the nerve. So lots of adipose associated with the nerve. In addition to the adipose and collagen, we can also see here something that's not a nerve, and this structure, which isn't a nerve when we look at it in detail, is a blood vessel. So this is why it's a neurovascular bundle, nerve, artery, vein running together, and often a lymphatic vessel. So NAVL is the acronym, and they all run together as a happy family. So here's the artery, here's a vein just next to it here. So these now represent, because it's a peripheral nerve, these represent the axons of nerves that live in the spinal cord or the dorsal root ganglion. It's a mixed nerve, sensory and motor components. And when we look in detail, the axon is at the centre of each one of these little donuts, and it's surrounded by myelin. And in this case, the myelin is provided by which cell? Schwann cell. So Schwann cell is peripheral myelination, and once again we get a pale staining region where the lipid's been depleted from around each of the axons in cross section. So you'll see that there's a range of different size axons. There are large ones and small ones, and a range of amount of myelin associated with the axons as well. So this is a mixed nerve. When you look at the osmium stained one on the support page, you'll be able to see all of the lipid in the myelin. So let's have a look at that here. And you can see that it consists of axons of different sizes and different amounts of myelin around the fibres. So it's not as clear in the other staining technique. So that's a cross-section of the peripheral nerve. Now we can look in longitudinal section. And in longitudinal section we see axons. It's got a classic wiggly sort of appearance, and we see this in lots of tissues. It allows the nerves to be stretched. So they're not always stretched right to their limit, like a stretched piece of torn piece of string. There's a lot of elongation available because of their contorted shape, and allows the nerve to be stretched as well. So we can see it's quite wiggly. These spaces here represent the axon itself, the dark staining region, and the pale staining region around it will be where the myelin sheath is. Now, in addition to our axons that we can see in longitudinal section, we've got this region here which has nuclei in it. So what do you think these regions represent? With lots of nuclei spread through them. Fibroblasts. So this is connective tissue. So there's bands of connective tissue that run through the peripheral nerve as well, with fibroblasts, and these are the nuclei of the fibroblasts within it. And here are bundles of axons. We can see a single axon here, the dark staining region, surrounded by its myelin sheath. So the other nuclei that we can see associated with the axons out here, and not associated with the connective tissue, these smaller, what are described as boat-shaped nuclei, these are the nuclei of Schwann cells. Will we see any nuclei for the neurons? Are we going to see any neurons here? Any nuclei for neurons or cell somas? No. They're going to be in the dorsal root ganglia or in the ventral horn of the spinal cord. So make sure you can identify the axon, the connective tissue, the Schwann cell nuclei, and in the cross-section view of the nerve, make sure you can identify the connective tissue in association with the nerve, the adipose, and the three layers of connective tissue. That's where the standard histology finishes, and I'll hand you over now to Professor Hawkins to cover the pathology.
No problems.
Very good.